Well, I think the basic question that all world religions today have to deal with is whether they are life-affirming or agencies of death. And so the approach that I'm taking is to ask whether there is anything intrinsic to Christianity that lends itself to radicalization. And the reason I'm doing that is because it's so easy when it comes to radicalization to point fingers at other people. And maybe it's because I'm a United Church minister and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has just reported. And we in the United Church had residential schools. So what was it 100 years ago that my ancestors felt it was perfectly appropriate to sponsor residential schools? So that's, I'm taking the approach, what is it? Is there anything within Christianity that lends itself to radicalization? There's lots of stuff in Christianity that lends itself to peacemaking, reconciliation, and so on. But it's not that we have a perfect history. The history of Christianity is also pockmarked with violence and wrong decisions and so on. So that's the basic approach I'm taking.
Okay, and why do you think it's important to have a conference like this and to have different representatives from different religions come together and kind of explain and share about this topic?
Well, there is a desperate need in our society just to have conversations, to actually be able to look at each other and to try to express to each other what we value, who we are, what we believe in. And maybe I have that feeling because just out of personal experience, for instance, I have a lesbian daughter. There are lots of people in faith communities who have very negative reactions to having those kind of people around. But I have grown because of my daughter. I have learned new things. I have met people I never would have met before. And at this point in my life, I would have it no other way. So to have our minds and hearts expanded is so life-affirming. And if the basic question in religion today is religion life-affirming or an agency of death, I want to be on the side of life-affirming.
Why is it so important to have something like this close to our region? How is this going to benefit, you know, the people of Guelph and Cambridge and Waterloo and Kitchener?
Well, I think the tendency in faith communities is to live within the silo of that faith community. And because what's marvelous about a faith community is that there are people there that you would never meet in any other fashion. To be belong to a faith community can be a really amazingly broadening experience. But your faith community is not the only community. And so to start to build bridges between the silos of all these faith communities just is a deeply enriching experience.
From these conferences, do you usually get people coming up and asking you just questions in general about Christianity? And if so, what is the most often question that you get?
I can tell you the most often question I've had in 40 years of ministry in Guelph from the media is questions about sex. The kind of question other, you know, people who just walk up, they just want to know something about Jesus.